Chapter 17. Tess sent her letter to the House of Angel's parents. His father was pleased.
"This letter is from Angel's wife. Perhaps it will bring him home a little sooner. I will send it to him right away," he said to his wife.
At that time, Angel was still in Brazil. He had been very ill when he first arrived there, and now he looked much older than before, and he was still not strong. He had realized that it was more difficult than he had thought to make a life in Brazil. As soon as he received the letter from Tess, he began to make preparations for returning to England. Angel now understood that he had not been fair to Tess. He knew he was wrong to have blamed her for her past. He wanted to find her and ask her to forgive him. He remembered what Iz Hewitt had said to him about Tess. "No one could love you more than Tess does. She would be happy to die for you."
Tess did not really believe that Angel would answer her letter. She did not know that he was on his way home from Brazil to find her. She thought he had not written because he did not love her anymore.
One evening, Tess looked up from her dinner to see her sister, Liza Lou, standing in the doorway crying.
"What's the matter?" Tess exclaimed. "Mother and father are both ill, Tess. We don't know what to do," replied Liza Lou.
Tess knew she had to go home immediately. She put her belongings into a basket and left at once. But by the time she got home, her mother was feeling better, and her father did not seem to be ill either. Nevertheless, Tess took over the work of looking after the house and family. Tess had to work very hard, but she was happy to be helping her family. One day, while she was working in a field, she looked up and saw Alec d'Urberville. She was shocked.
"What are you doing here?" she exclaimed.
"Dear Tess, I want to see you. I want to help your family too. Are you going back to work on the farm?" asked Alec.
"No, I'm not," answered Tess.
"Are you going to join your husband?" Alec asked.
"I don't know what to do. I don't know where my husband is," said Tess.
"You have me, Tess. I'm a good friend. I can help both you and your family," Alec said.
"I don't want you to give me anything. I don't want to live," cried Tess.
When Tess got back to the house, she discovered that her father had died. The doctor told her that his heart had stopped. The Durbeyfields' landlord said the family had to leave the cottage where they lived. Alec offered to give them a small house at Trantridge and to let Mrs. Durbeyfield look after the chickens. He also offered to pay for the younger children to go to school. Tess refused his offers again and again. She wanted to help her family, but she knew that she would have to pay the price for Alec's help. Why wasn't her husband there to help her? She became really angry with Angel and sent him a short letter.
"Angel, why have you treated me so badly? I have not done anything to deserve this. You're unfair. I can never, never forgive you. You are cruel. You know that I did not mean to hurt or deceive you. Why have you hurt me and then forgotten about me? Now I must forget all about you."
The next day, the family's possessions were put in a wagon and taken to King's Bear, where the d'Urbervilles had their family tombs. When they came to the town, a man told them there were no rooms for them to rent. Tess and her mother unloaded their possessions from the wagon near the wall of the churchyard, beside the tombs of the d'Urbervilles.
"Well, children, tombs belong to a family forever. We'll stay here until we find a better place," said Joan optimistically.
Tess walked into the ancient church and saw Alec d'Urberville waiting for her on one of the tombs.
"I'm going to help you, whether you like it or not," he said. "I'll talk to your mother. I'm sure she'll accept my help. You'll thank me for this in the end."
"I should be dead and in this tomb," thought Tess.